the breakthrough was the surprising research results. So people are talking about metalinguistics, it's a good thing, it's important, helps you read, helps you think. And people were doing research on bilingualism and metalinguistic awareness in children. And by and large, they're reporting more rapid progress in bilingual children. So that all seemed fine, but really, what is metalinguistic? And I'm still very worried that we don't know what it is. So at the time, I was collaborating with a woman named Ellen Ryan. We've been thinking about metalinguistics for longer than I had. And it was really her task that led to the breakthrough. You know, if metalinguistics is focusing on different features of language, then you can make it kind of like a Stroop task. You can say, okay, focus on this, focus on that. And the amazing finding was, if you ask children to focus on form and ignore the meaning, this is perfectly in the rules of metalinguistic stuff, right? Just pay attention to the form, don't pay attention to the meaning. Apples grow on noses. Is it said the right way or the wrong way? That sounds fine. Apples on grows nose, or apples on no, no, it's said, you can't say that. Apples grow on trees, right? Apples grow on noses is said the right way. That was a deal breaker for most kids. But the bilingual kids could do it. So that's where it became clear that you really can separate the cognitive attention part from the linguistic grammatical part. And metalinguistic needs all of it, but they're sitting on two fundamentally different processes. So what do you have to be able to do to say apples grow on noses is said the right way? You really have to focus. You have to understand in a deep way that these are separate systems, that you can comment on one without the other. And that was the breakthrough that showed something is different is happening with these bilingual children. And that's the moment I said, it's not just about language. We're beyond language.